All right, we're live with Karen Pischke. Karen has a couple of different initiatives she stopped by to talk about. It's pretty impromptu. I thought we podcast on Friday with Kim, and I forgot that I had left you a note that the last podcast of the year, before I'm gone for a couple of days, is going to be today. So that's why you showed up, and I kind of had that deer in the headlights look like, oh, goodness. But welcome.
April 30th, that's right.
April 30th. So what are we talking about today, Karen?
Well, I just
wanted... I want to back up. Karen Pischke is her business, Dreamtime Wellness, Reiki specialist. I work at the hospital doing Reiki?
Yes. And I do Reiki at Tufts Medical Center and the Oncology Center.
And Reiki is?
A relaxation technique that originated in Japan. Done through light touch that creates a wonderful sense of peace and calm and comfort for patients.
There you go.
So
it's recognized as like a real thing. It's not like some voodoo science. It's
right.
It's recognized. And does some insurances pay for Reiki treatments?
Some insurances are starting to pay for it, and people that have the flexible healthcare spending sometimes will get that to cover their Reiki sessions. Mm-hmm. So it's less fringe, I would say, now. Maybe not quite mainstream, but certainly less fringe. A lot of hospitals around the country are using it, particularly in cancer settings and hospice.
There you go.
Palliative care, those kinds of centers. And at Lahey, we offer Reiki in the pain management center as part of integrative therapies. Mm-hmm. So, and I was just out in Tucson, Arizona, presenting a paper on Reiki for seniors in the rehab setting at the second International Integrative Nursing Symposium. So that was really fun.
Did you get invited to go there, or did you put your name in the hat?
No, I submitted an abstract proposal, and they told me I was one of 100 that were selected, and I think they had maybe 30 presenters for poster presentations.
Wow.
And then they had various speakers. It was put on through the University of Minnesota and the University of Arizona.
Great.
So, and if you haven't been out to Sedona or Tucson, they're just beautiful parts of the country. So
put it on the bucket list.
Put it on the bucket list.
A lot of beautiful sections of the city of the country that are wildly different than others. And you know, sometimes we get stuck. Like I am a creature of habit. Like I've gone to Naples, Florida probably 80 times.
And it's beautiful. I mean,
and it's gorgeous. It has everything that I want, you know, beach, boats,
great weather,
know, great restaurants, great weather, clean, safe. And once I get something like that, much like Playa del Carmen, it's hard for me to deviate. I know that there are other great places out there. I have to like force myself to broaden my horizons.
And it would be a great trip to take the girls on because it's such an early part of the country, and the Native American culture out there is really interesting. I met people.
They have pools that they can swim and jump in?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Because the Native American thing might be interesting for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Screaming and jumping into pools for 5 hours straight is right in line with what they want to do at this age.
And
going on amusement rides and stuff.
And you really can't beat the restaurants in Naples.
Yeah, that's
great. Go to Yabba's when you're there?
No, Yabba's is kind of like so 2000. No, I'm just joking, but like there's like every year there's these new places that top the last place. You know, I haven't been to Yabba's in literally probably 15 years, but when it first opened, we made the place stink. You know, it's just new places.
It was a lot of fun,
up.
Yeah. So speaking of restaurants real quick, I have a gift for you from the Weber Grill.
I see your bag. I have to take a I'm going to take a picture. As you're going to hold it up, and I'm going to live take this picture. Let's see right here. Oh, my God. Look at this. Look at me. Awesome.
I ended up in Chicago unexpectedly because my mom got really sick.
Yeah.
So I...
You stop in all the time.
Yeah. So I stopped in.
Oh, I love the bag. Can I frame the bag?
You certainly can. Oh. There's other little trinkets from Weber Grill. That's from Melissa. And Klaus, the executive chef.
Oh, napkins. We got the card. I have direct access.
So I don't know if that's the same as this little
novelty different.
Grill.
That's different.
But they wanted me to take you some gifts, so there you go.
Oh, it's so sweet. I take a picture. It's very similar. But this is
it's so tiny. Like the old-fashioned one.
Yeah, this is like the old-fashioned. I can use this as like a planter.
That's the
It actually has the bottom vent on this one too. Ah, very cool. Thank you so much.
And I never knew. They were telling us how the first Weber grill was created from a buoy.
Yes. Yes, it was this manufacturing company. It was the Stevenson Company, or Stevens Company.
George Stevens.
They were manufacturers out in, I don't know, Palatine, maybe?
That sounds right, yeah,
right?
In the suburbs.
And they, you know, they fabricated these big buoys, nautical buoys, and the guy cut one in half, and that was the starting thing.
And they still are making, it's a metal company, the Stevens Company, mm-hmm. and they said they're still making them there.
So I don't, you know that I'm an insane Weber fanatic. I mean, it's apparent to anyone. I'm on these Weber websites all day long, message boards that people share, the things that they've got and stuff. I've seen see this planter?
Yeah.
I've seen a ton of people have these. I have never seen what you just gave me posted a picture of.
Something unique. That's awesome.
Very unique. I wonder if, is this something new that they make, or is this something that they just...
They had it there, and they were looking for something to give you, and they came out with that, so...
So awesome.
And I took a bunch of pictures, but what I saved for you to take is they have a museum there. It's the coolest thing. They have a museum of all these different grills, so when you go, you have something to film.
Yeah, I have to go. So the name, Melissa Santiago, that's who I need to shout out to?
Yes.
Did she give you this to give me?
Yes. No, she gave that to me.
Honestly?
Yeah, she wanted you, because she knows you're mad about Weber Grills.
I am mad about Weber Grills. That is absolutely correct.
She's following the blog now.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Melissa Santiago, thank you so much. So, so sweet. That was so fantastic.
Klaus Lauder is the executive chef, and he gave us a tour of the kitchen. And
is that the video that I posted?
Oh, yeah, but you'll do a much better job, because did you notice I didn't even shoot it the right way? I don't shoot video, so I had it up and down instead of vertical.
That's
okay. So you'll make a much better video when you go. And I do have a gift certificate for you for when you go.
Is that true?
It's true.
Oh, my God. I am so excited. Thank
you. So I wanted to share that with you. But the other thing is next Sunday is the Magnolia Library and Community Center Spring Market. So a lot of the local businesses are going to be there.
Now, is this part of the farmer's market or something completely
different?
It's
something completely different.
It's more of an arts and craft kind of deal?
It's more arts and crafts. Bob Marshall is going to be there mm-hmm. with his farm stand. And I know Melissa Cox is going to be there, and Donna Artizzoni. And Alana Horn is the director there of the Library and Culture in the Community Center. So it's partially a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. They did a winter market. I don't know if you remember that. They had a winter market, and it was one of those really cold, snowy days.
Yeah.
But they had a great turnout, and we did. Gloucester Tees was there with t-shirts. We're going to be back there again, and then I had some CDs for people and gift certificates. So I'll be back there again with Dreamtime Wellness. But we're also, for the winter market, we did the Random Acts of Kindness board. So now we're doing a rolling art show, the Gloucester Love Fest.
Ooh.
And more.
That's you, or that's a bunch of people?
It's a bunch of people. It's going to be throughout the city, and we're starting. The first one is going to be at the Magnolia Library and Community Center, but Rocky Neck Cultural Center is going to participate. The Willow Rest, Lanesville Community Center, I think, is going to participate. The Writers, Gloucester Writers Center, and more will be announced as time goes on, but it's going to be this rolling art show. With people talking about what love means to them.
Very nice.
And then, speaking of Rocky Neck Art Center.
What's going on with Gloucester Tees?
Gloucester Tees is now at the Willow Rest selling shirts.
Ah.
So we're just about ready to launch, finally, our website. I had some issues with the hosting server. So we're on Facebook and selling through there.
Now spell it.
Gloucester Tees. It's a t-shirt company, and Tease is spelled T-E-A-S-E, which is an acronym for Together Everyone Achieves Something Extraordinary.
There you go.
So it's a t-shirt company with a mission of putting out positive messages. And then, because I live here in Gloucester and love it, we're also doing Gloucester line of shirts for fun. And the biggest seller so far is the come to Gloucester just for the hell of it. That's been our biggest seller.
Cool.
And that even has gone out to the West Coast to a bunch of fishermen out there.
Wow.
So, and we're at the Willow Rest, and there's a bait shop on the South Shore who I think is going to be carrying our Thank Cod for Little Fishermen shirts.
Nice.
So,
you know who carries a lot of the local t-shirts? The guy over by the movie theater there on Essex Ave.
The fisherman.
Yeah.
On Essex Ave.
Yeah, on Essex Ave.
Which?
Right next to the liquor
that?
Store. There's that place that they do the they book charters out of, and they have a lot of t-shirts.
Oh, okay, that's a good
idea.
You
should go in there because it's all nautical kind of fishing t-shirts and gear and charter stuff in there. The Charter Connection, Gloucester Charter Connection.
That's good to know.
Yeah, go visit them.
The other place that I had spoken with, but it was right after the holidays and they were too busy with inventory, was Three Lanterns. So I was going to go back there and see if they were...
T-shirts are tough because everybody has a t-shirt, but they're not as tough when you have a great message that speaks to people, which Gloucester Tees does.
Thanks. Thank you for that.
Sure. Yeah, very nice. What was going on at Rocky Neck now?
Oh, last night they had an opening for the art show, the Alchemy 3 Artists at the Rocky Neck Cultural Center. It's phenomenal. If you can, get down there to see it, because it was such a provocative, interesting show. And it's going to be there, I think, for the whole month. So definitely get down to see it.
Great. All right. Anything else to add?
No, I think that was it. And then next Sunday from 10 to 3 is the Magnolia Library and Community Center Spring Market. It's the week before Mother's Day, so it's a great place to look for some unique gifts for Mom.
Ah.
So.
Very smart. Very, very smart. There's, that's right. Oh, the next Sunday is all, next Sunday the 7th, I think it is the Rocky Neck 5K.
That's right.
Down there, which is sponsored by the Studio Restaurant. That's a great take because it's a beautiful course around the back shore, and then they go back to the studio, and the guy puts out a spread that's like would equal more than your entrance fee. You get a T-shirt, and you get the food.
Wow.
For
have they always?
You know, some people
that?
I imagine register, and they don't even run the race because it's such
they
a good take.
Just want to go for the food. Wow.
You know, but yeah.
So Dennis is doing that.
Well, Dennis is sponsored. I mean, the other people, the Rocky Neck Art Gallery puts the race on, but he is so generous with what he does down there, you know.
Yeah, I've been going for the half-price sushi.
How do you not?
It's amazing.
They've been packed. They've been mobbed because people are smart and they... Yeah, I think, like, they're probably so packed that, like, you might have to wait a little bit for your food, but if you go there and you recognize that ahead of time and just go and have a few drinks and enjoy the company, then... You know, you're in good shape.
Well, last night they were right on the mark because they had over 150 reservations plus I don't know how many walk-ins.
Yeah.
And we ordered a ton of sushi. JQ, their sushi chef, is amazing.
Amazing. Best in town.
And
yeah.
If you haven't asked him for a special appetizer, he sometimes will make these creations that are phenomenal. But the food came out really in great order,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, good. That's good to hear.
Super.
They're doing well. They're doing good stuff. All right, Karen. It's April 30th. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Terry.
Gloucester Tees is on Facebook, but the website hasn't launched yet, or has?
It's about to launch, but we have a store. We have a square store on Facebook, and then they're at the Willow Rest.
Okay. So ideally, we want you to go to the Willow Rest.
For now, yes. That's a great place to go, because then you've got all the other great items there at the Willow Rest and great food.
But if for more information, then go to your website, which is going to launch imminently, or the Facebook page.
Gloucester Tees, T-E-A-S-E.
Thank you, Karen.
Thanks, Joey.